This is our first interview with our migrant producers, and we are very happy because Wilma came to us this evening. So Wilma Vega.
Yep, I'm right. That's my name.
What is your radio show?
Mm-hmm.
Your show, the name of your radio show.
I'm running now like 8 or 9 years ago a radio show called Cumbia Dub Club. It began as a station reggae. I was just playing reggae music every Saturday here till I got to get contact with music from South America, where I come from. So now I adapt it a little bit. It's all about drum and bass. Music from South America, dub, reggae, everything can come inside.
I think it's funny because I think I was there when you came. You were first in a local magazine.
Mm-hmm, right.
When you came, and you came there right from Peru when you came to us.
Yes, I arrived in 2007, and you're right, I've been like collaborating in the local magazine, and I came to the radio exactly through Silke. Silke, I don't know how we met, but suddenly I was seated on the studio and we were talking about Peruvian music and Peruvian culture. So this is how I finished here, and then I just got in touch with the radio, and yeah, I like the idea to produce a radio show here.
So I was in a cafe for Asylum, I think, and I met your girlfriend in that time.
Right.
And she told me, you are interested in making radio shows. And I said, well, he shall come. I think that was the beginning.
I remember I was so astonished. I thought, oh, he's making reggae music. Okay, where does he come from? But he doesn't look like a person.
Jamaican?
What? Peru? Guy from Peru? Broadcasting show.
This is kind of a special situation. I mean, I just grew in touch with reggae music, and this is kind of a feeling that I couldn't avoid. Then I really began to relate this kind of music with social movement, with political activities. Reggae music is a style of music that showed me many concepts and many ideas that now I got strong. And then I discovered that it was not just about reggae music. It was about music at all. How music can represent social and political points of views.
So it's not only the music that interests you, but also the social and political issues around music.
Right. I think for me particularly, there's no way to separate politics, society with music. I think music is a very important weapon to empower people. Music, I think it's a way of education. It's a way of defining your concepts. I would say, tell me what you listen and I will tell you how you think.
What language do you use in your broadcasting shows?
I do it 100% in Spanish. Spanish is my mother tongue. And I'm actually very happy, and I appreciate that I can do that in Germany, because that was for me the whole beginning. Talking about inclusion, that was for me a way to show myself as exactly I am. To be accepted in a radio station and to show exactly what I want to show without difficulties or without any kind of rules or any kind of obstacles That's why I really appreciate this concept of a free radio.
So that it all comes out of your heart, of your being without, you have to translate. It's more authentic for you talking in your own mother tongue.
Yeah, right. I would say it's just natural. It's just that I can show myself exactly how I am. I can show exactly who am I. And that makes me feel comfortable every time when I'm in the studio. And I also got to say that it's not just that it's good for me. I also receive a nice feedback from people that listen to the radio show. I mean, Spanish is a well-appreciated language in Germany, I got to say. And that I got to discover since I am in Germany. For me, before I come to Germany, it was just my language. I never thought about my language, how it sounds, if it sounds nice or not, if people like it or not. But for me, it was very nice to realize in Germany that many people is into Spanish. Many people is into South American culture, and I would say many people it's into culture at all. So now again, I say I like this concept of free radio because for me, it's direct cultural, political, and social movement, what you can create through alternative media.
So the people who listen to your broadcasting show are not only native Spanish speakers, but also other people.
Right. I always, I'm very active in social web. I got a feedback from not just South America and many, many countries all over the world. I just got to remember very fast. Last Saturday, I was connected on the radio with people in Bogota, Colombia, in Berlin. There were people from Paris, Belgium, for sure, Tübingen. And for me, this is a very nice thing because this is what shows me that we all are living right now in a world that is completely united. It's completely together. It doesn't matter where we are. We can work all together. Doesn't matter the language, doesn't matter where you come from, doesn't matter where you are. I can work with someone that is right now in Lima, Peru, as with somebody that is here in the main center of the city in Tübingen. So yeah, for me it's a nice feeling to realize that people all over the world is getting in touch. And also what we were talking before, it's that all people is somehow connected into alternative media. And it's like you were saying, this is our people. And we got to find our people everywhere. No matter where we go, we're gonna always recognize who is our people. And I think, and when we talk about a social media, and when we talk about, for example, a concept like free radio, I want to say here for me, I found a particular profile from people. And I would say it's people that is for sure interested in politics, is for sure interested in social development, is interested in using media as a way of empowering.
Why did you decide to become a radio producer?
That's a very nice question. And I gotta come to Lima, Peru. I gotta say like maybe 15 years ago. I was in Lima. I was ready with studying communications. I went to a communication and media school in Lima, Peru. So I was into audio and video production. I was running small projects for myself, organizing a little bit of a reggae movement in Peru, actually. And somehow I was already DJing. I was DJing in parties that I used to organize. So I wanted to DJ often. I wanted to do it more regularly. So then I was receiving material from bands, CDs and stuff. So for me it was necessary to show that. And to be honest, I love to speak. I love to speak, and especially to speak about things that I'm interested in, for example, music. And this is how I just walk around in Lima and began this on, I gotta say, I also did it in illegal radios in Lima, illegal radios that were actually broadcasting. So I just began it. I went also to evangelistic radio in Lima. So this is how it began to develop till I finished on a official radio station in Lima. It was the year 2005, and I was producing there a radio show called Reggae Raimi. Raimi in Quechua language, the language of the Incas, it's a party. So it was kind of a reggae party, my musical show. So this is how it began. And then I just got the opportunity to come to Europe. And I'm happy, like before I was saying, I found my people. And then I finished here and appreciate it. I really love it. I like it. And I hope I can do it still long.
Are you satisfied with the possibilities of participation in this radio station?
Yes, 100%, and without a doubt. I just received here, I would say, opportunities. I also think I retribute the opportunities that people gave me. I love my work. I really think that what I do is all right, is well done. I always found somebody who can really help me here. With the technical stuff, with structure to understand how this thing works, and for sure this support that I receive, I try also to give, and I really like this dynamic here on the radio. Most of the people, they know each other. Most of the people also have projects in common, so. Yeah, I am feeling very comfortable here on the radio, and I'm happy about it.
Do you know how to participate in decision-making, decisions which are made here?
On the radio? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have meetings, we have plenums. There are different groups like redaction. We are also connected by email. So for sure, there are also like particular persons in charge on particular activities here, like I know who to go when I gotta say something about techniques, about social work in the radio. Yeah, for sure. I really think that, everything is well organized here. We are in Germany. So it's all right.
What do you think should be done to facilitate, to make it easier, your participation at all levels in Wüstewelle?
I have the guarantee that everything that I would like to do here, I can do. To be honest, until now, I'm running my show 9 years already. And until now, I didn't have anything that I couldn't do. Everything that I wanted to do, it was done. That's why for me it's a little difficult to answer what we could do to make it easier. And I don't know. To be honest, if I have to think, and if I can think about something, I would love that to bring once in my life this radio, this concept of free radio to Peru, for example. That I would really love. That would be for me like a dream.
I think the important point was all levels, not just your show.
Awesome.
And when I think about you, I just remember you helped Armin, for example.
Right.
This is a boy with Down syndrome, a man.
Mm-hmm.
And these are different levels where mm-hmm. you have put a lot of energy inside.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
we should talk about that point.
Yeah, true. I think we should. I didn't catch the question, so I now got it.
I'm not sure too, because these are official questions.
Right.
I think no one will understand.
Mm-hmm. I think we should promote more and more tolerance, political activism, to ask for more volunteers, for more people that wanna do something here, to be like cultural, how do you say, cultural active people in this city, to invite everybody to participate without without a profile. Everybody is welcome. And I think, before I said, tell me what you listen and I will tell you how you think. And now I got to think, tell me how you act and then we will, I mean, to include in our everyday this way of thinking that we have a media platform and that we can offer it for everybody. And I think we are like promoters, cultural promoters. Doesn't matter where we are, we have to do campaign. We have to invite people. We have to meet and greet as much as we can and to do this thing bigger and bigger and bigger. Because I think an important point is that every time new people show hereby, and meanwhile we will have every time new people, this will guarantee long life.
What about the training? You had a training,
right?
Are you happy with the training offered by Wooster Valley?
Yes. When I enter here, it was through a workshop that I made, and this is the normal way how everybody gets into the radio. For sure, it was very good. I think I developed myself in a technical way. Also, for me, what's important to understand how this radio works, how is the structure, to understand how is it possible to get the financiation to run this project. I think all aspects on a radio are very important because when people think about radio, they maybe just think, okay, somebody comes, put music and speak on the microphone. But there are production, reduction, promotion, press, organization, logistic, administration, accountability. I mean, there are many aspects. And for sure, for me, it was very nice from the inside to understand how this thing works.
The trainings, how do you think it could be improved? Maybe you have some suggestions
mm-hmm.
how to make it better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with the workshops. To be honest, there are some workshops that I would wish for myself. But this is more about into music production, for example. Yeah, music production is something that I'm very interested in. And I know that it's just a personal wish. Yeah. Also, I gotta say, when I got the email from radio exactly suggesting ideas for workshops, I wrote exactly that. Because, yeah, those things are for me important, not especially for the concept of making radio. But I think what I received here is technical training into moderation, reduction, like I say, press.
Another question, would you prefer it in your mother tongue, the workshops?
I mean, nowadays, to be honest, it's not a problem if we do it in English or in German or in Spanish. But that's a good point, because I would suggest, depending what's the level of the persons that come to the workshop, we can check if we need it in another language or not. But I would say, for me right now, how I feel, how I am like kind of integrated in this city or country, it's not a big difference, to be honest. But I also got to say that at the beginning, for sure, it's difficult. And that's what I mean, depending on the level of the language of the people that are taking part of the workshop, for sure would be very nice to do it in two languages, for example, or a neutral language, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. One last question. Do you feel you are supported by your organization, by With the Welle?
Yes. And I mean, I have a particular feeling for this radio. Everywhere I go, to be honest, I speak very proud about the radio I represent. Yes, I felt every time support from the people that is working here. Yeah, I really think we all belong to a we all belong to a line. We are like we were talking about before, we are kind of a group of people that we are all over the world, doesn't matter where. And here, for sure, I found very nice people that were open enough to give enough support.
Very lovely answers. So, Elvira, do you have any questions anymore? I think we can finish it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Wilma.
Thank you too, and appreciate it.
I wish you a lot of fine radio shows here at With the Welle and anywhere in the world.
Thank you very much. And just a little thing I wanted to say. For me, we are talking about inclusion and social development, and just that we are a free radio, just that we are a uncommercial radio. This is for me the whole beginning. For me, there's no show on this radio that is not inclusive. I was talking about things that I love, and for example, I love media, and that's why I try to be here and try to contribute somehow. And I also consider it not just my hobby or something like that, that I do to entertain myself. I really think we all people that are working in this radio station, we have important mission on the society, and that we are a free radio, we have the possibility to spread and to show exactly what we wanna show. We don't have any line to follow, we don't have any sponsors to answer or to justify what we can show or what we can't show. I was talking about that I feel there's no difference with the work that we do here as journalists or as producers with any radio station all over the world, doesn't matter if it's the biggest one. I really think that the work that we do here is very important for the development of the society, because we are free. We are free to follow exactly our wishes, how we watch life, how we watch society, how we want to change it. And this is exactly, for me, the important point to make radio, to contribute a little bit into the social development.